Major League Baseball revealed yesterday that 5 to 7% of tests conducted on its players this past season turned out positive for steroid use. The findings triggered a clause in baseball's labor agreement. It requires further testing, and there will be penalties for positive results during the next two seasons. Joining us now, as he does most Fridays, is Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Stefan, 5 to 7% doesn't really sound like very much.
And that's exactly what Major League Baseball and the Players Union would like you to believe. They said it was not a sign of rampant use of anything, and it is way lower than what a couple of former players have alleged for steroid use among players. But let's look at the numbers. Baseball tested all 1,200 of its players. It retested around 240 players a second time. If you assume that 5 to 7% applies to both rounds, then about 60 to 80 players tested positive. Could be a few more, could be less. I think it's a staggering admission of use of performance-enhancing drugs in a league. It amounts to two or three full rosters of players.
And the players, in this case, knew in advance that the testing was going to be conducted, so this wasn't a surprise.
Not at all. Players knew around 4 months in advance that they would be tested for steroid use at some point during the past season. So a lot of players presumably stopped taking drugs to get traces out of their system and avoid a positive test. And it's not like players could take a calculated risk and hope they weren't picked. Everybody knew that everyone on teams' 40-man rosters was going to be tested at some point.
So what happens now? Will those who tested positive be punished in some way?
No, this was all done anonymously. Under the labor agreement, though, the 5% mark triggers a clause, as you mentioned, that will require testing for the next two seasons. And that also, I think, may have contributed to the results. Some players selfishly may have said, who cares if I test positive? There are no consequences now for me. The next time, though, it's going to be different. If a player tests positive first time, gets treatment and education. If there's a second positive, he's publicly identified, and then fines or suspensions kick in. And I think that's a big or, because fines don't mean much to multimillionaire baseball players. Suspensions are far more meaningful. First of all, it's without pay. Second, you're branded a cheat publicly. Suspensions go from 15 days for the second offense to a year for a fifth offense, which seem light to me, but the real consequence is in the pocketbook. A player that's branded a cheat, his value is going to go down on the market. Teams are going to be reluctant to sign him. That's going to hurt.
And there are endorsements also.
Of course.
At the same time we saw these test results, there's a big sports drug investigation underway in California regarding a previously undetected performance-enhancing drug. A couple of big-name baseball players have been called to testify in that case. What's going on there?
Right. There's a grand jury that's investigating a San Francisco Bay Area company that makes nutritional supplements and is suspected of making steroids, suspected of manufacturing a new steroid, THG. The baseball players you mentioned are Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants and Jason Giambi of the New York Yankees. Both have said they only got supplements from the company, but the association is certainly unfortunate for the sport and all the other sports who've had players dragged into this investigation. On the one hand, it points out how important supplements are to athletes, how they rely on them these days. On the other, it continues to raise suspicions about what players are using.
Finally, let's talk a little bit about the business of baseball. The winter free agent market is open, and general managers from baseball's 30 teams are meeting in Arizona. What's on the agenda?
Well, there are a lot of stars on the market. Outfielders Gary Sheffield and Vladimir Guerrero. Pitchers Bartolo Colon, Greg Maddux, Keith Foulke. There's a Japanese shortstop coming to America named Kazuo Matsui. A lot of teams, though, are looking to shed payroll. You may even see a blockbuster move with a team like the Texas Rangers trading away Alex Rodriguez, their $250 million shortstop. Look for shorter contracts and smaller contracts. The top players won't get more than 2 or 3 years, and they won't get more than $10 or $12 million a year. The other ones to watch are players who aren't stars. They're going to get squeezed.
Always good to talk to you, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers the business of sports for The Wall Street Journal.